rbnlive.com.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all.
Second hour of the National Intel Report with your host John Stattmiller. Bob Chapman is online. Mr. Robert Noel is also online. Is it Robbie or Robert?
Robbie. My father. My father was Robert. My brother was Bobby. I am Robbie.
I could make a joke there, but I'm going
yes.
to pass on that one.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, folks, the new address we're going to be sending out for you people that donate to this network every single month. We hope that you continue the support. We are making the move, and we are going to be sending out envelopes, or if you've not pledged before and you would like monthly envelopes sent out to you to make it easy for you, just to throw those in the stack of bills along with your phone bills and electric bills or gas bills or whatever the case may be, and you run across that Republic Broadcasting, well, we'll be able to send you out new envelopes so you can make your pledges to this network. Folks, we've got a lot of work to do. A short time to get there, by the way. Our new address is going to be 2251 Double Creek Drive in beautiful, not almost downtown, beautiful Round Rock, Texas. It is across from the post office, and that's Round Rock, Texas, 78664, the same zip. So if you would like to make a request, pick up the phone today and say, yes, send me a 12-stack of those stamped envelopes, and I'll put those in my bill pile, and every month I'll send in my $20 or $25 or $50. Folks, it's your investment into this so we can keep investing in America with the most powerful thing that we can offer, and that is knowledge. So give us a call at 800-724-2719. We are still in a pledge drive here. We have a lot of expenses coming up here to move, along with the back bills that for the last couple of months we've been struggling to pay. I was admonished yesterday for admitting the truth that retail sales have been down across the board in this country. But I did not make it sound morose, or it wasn't a going out of business sale or a fire sale. I did not impart that message to you. We're going to be around here, come hell or high water, because I'm not going to miss this fight for anything, and you shouldn't either. So join us at this network in promoting the truth across America with the best people, best fitted to be in positions of, should we say, governorship or leadership. Or how about let's just use the old adage, statesman. That's something that you haven't seen or heard in a number of years. So join us in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. You can make your donations to this network. You can go online, republicbroadcasting.org. Go to PayPal. Make a sizable donation to this network. Every dollar counts. Or you can just send us a check or money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, make it short, RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and that mail will be forwarded. We're not going to miss anything in that mail. Or you can just simply call us today. We have operators, plural today, standing by at 800-724-2719. Step up to the plate, folks. Open up your heart and your pocketbooks. Let it flow, because that's what we're doing here. We need to get bigger and badder and meaner and go into more areas of the country with the truth out there. Truth is starting to sell. Have you noticed? The liars have run out of lies. They don't have anything to say. It's now time for the truth tellers to stand up at the plate and swing for the proverbial fences. We will do it with God's blessing and a little bit of your help, along with our work and endeavors. We will overcome this, folks. we will succeed. We'll take the break here. Dax, you're going to have to wait with your anecdote right after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, Dax in Texas, your anecdote.
All right, John. Let me interject one little thing, and I hope Henry's listening. It'll help him with his rhetoric. They don't belong here, these groups that he referred to, if they have no cultural connection to America, no historical connection to America, no religious connection to America, and no racial connection to America. All right, my anecdote. We have slaves amongst us. They've done a job with the young people. I was had a little moment, interlude with a pharmacy tech a few weeks ago, and I said, she's late 20s, mid-20s. I said, have you heard of SPP? No. And I explained it to her and so forth, and she seemed like she didn't really quite understand. I said, well, they're going to meld Mexico, U.S. and Canada all into one country. They've already signed the papers and so forth. And she looked at me a little puzzled, and she said, well, kind of shrugged her shoulder, said, well, I guess if they're kind to us and don't mistreat us, it'll be all right. So the slaves are out there. They've done a job.
Well, the program, the brainwashing campaign, has been ongoing since the 30s.
Yeah.
And it has worked rather well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's so refreshing to see somebody like Ron Paul come along that keeps mentioning the Constitution,
Absolutely.
Because,
absolutely.
You know, there is no democracy here.
No.
No, you can't have a democracy in a republic. And that is the danger to all these people, because the Republicans, they're all for the greatest democracy in the world.
Or to put it the other way around, way too much democracy here for me.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you, Dax. I appreciate it very much. Comments, gentlemen, before we go to our next caller? Okay, just say no.
No.
Alan in Kansas. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Hi, sir.
I have a question. I don't know how to form it, but you made a comment about freedom to fascism going to Congress.
Yes.
And I have a suggestion. I have an offer. I will. I don't have a copy of Freedom to Fascism. I ought to have. I will buy two copies. Send me one. Send one to Congress.
Okay. That's two out of 535.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, I don't have a copy. I'll buy two. Send me one. Send one to Congress.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do here is we can duplicate this because it's not for resale. We have 11 bay copying machines here for DVDs. We can burn these off in less than a day here without breaking a sweat.
I understand, but what you will be doing is probably what I would like to do with the second copy anyway. And if you're going to do the heavy lifting, here's the offer.
All right. Well, now, all you have to do, Alan, then, is just call the 800 number, 724-2719, make the purchase.
Okay. We'll go there. Now, here's my question, and I'm not sure how to form this. I don't understand this Federal Reserve system and the full faith and credit. As I understand it, the United States has borrowed from the Federal Reserve, but the Federal Reserve has no value. So the Federal Reserve must have borrowed our full faith and credit. Doesn't that go around in a circle? And if we owe a bunch of money, doesn't the Federal Reserve owe lack amount of money, and shouldn't we be collecting from them?
Bob, that's
a good question.
Yeah.
And the answer to that is yes. They create money out of thin air. Now, they do have money. They have about $400 billion. And each year, they pay back the United States government part of the profit that they make. And they do keep some, but you know, they say for operating expenses, but what they're doing is enter into markets with it. And they are responsible. Not for the fiscal debt, not for the personal corporate debt, but they are responsible for the monetary debt. And most of the debt that we have is monetary debt. I mean, when you increase the amount of currency and credit outstanding by a minimum of 4% a year since 1913, and I don't know what the average is, but we'll say 7% over that period of time, maybe Congress said that they could do that, but Congress should have never said that they could do that in the first place. That should have only been done by the United States Treasury, and then we would be responsible for it. But they're a private organization, and they should be the ones who should pay this money back.
Well, it just seemed like it goes around in a circle, and the Federal Reserve has no value, and they have to have borrowed that value from us. And so I'm thinking, well, we need a full accounting of the Federal Reserve if we're going to go bust owing money, and then we ought to own the Federal Reserve. That was my thinking on it, because they really borrowed the assets from us to make the loans on.
I don't know if we want to claim ownership to the Federal Reserve or its debt. And
well,
and Bob, what I asked before is, how am I, you know, if I'm that 14th Amendment citizen, maybe I owe the $516,348 and the shared prosperity and or debt in this country. But being an independent sovereign individual of my respective state, maybe they might try to say that I jumped in there on a benefit wagon, but I don't see where I owe that money. So somebody is going to have to pay the pauper, or Guido, as I like to call him, one fine day, and it's not going to happen. You can't retire a debt with a debt service instrument. You just can't do it.
No, the debt cannot be paid. We have to claim bankruptcy.
Well,
that's
we already
the
did
we
that.
Can do it.
We already did that in 1933.
We'll do it again.
The Congress itself is the holders in due trust of the bankruptcy. Every federal judge in this country knows that.
This is what you got to understand, and let me spell it out to you in as clear a language as came from the White House today, because obviously they were questioned about this story in the USA Today. where the Financial Accounting Standards Advisory Board, which sets federal accounting standards, is now considering requiring the government to adopt the accounting rules that we all use in everyday business. Now, the White House and the Congressional Budget Office, I know this gets a little confusing for a lot of people, they are opposed to any change whatsoever because they argue that that the programs are not all these welfare programs and everything we're talking about. These programs are not true liabilities because the government can cancel or cut them at any time. Now, this is official response from the White House. Why this debt is not a problem? Because they can cancel or cut them at any time. And what, think what that
is. Well, you know, Robbie, that's true. They can.
Sure.
And but the commitment to the American people is there. And so, you know, they can do what they want to do, and they can have a revolution, too.
Sure.
Well, in a nutshell, Robbie, the modern accounting requires the corporations, state governments, we're still talking about corporations, state corporations, local corporations, and that they count expenses immediately when the transaction occurs. In other words, if you're going to do the redistribution of the wealth program, you project out your cost, you know what those costs are. Now, what is different about the accounting of the U.S. government versus what a run-of-the-mill corporation out there would do is when that transaction occurs, even if the payment will be made later, you've got to count it now. Now, that's what they don't do. So
it's the two biggest, Medicare and Social Security, are off book. And this is what the Financial Accounting Standards Advisory Board is saying. You can't, if you want to get a true reflection of liabilities, debt, where you are fiscally, you cannot have off-book policies when it comes to Social Security and Medicaid, because those are the two biggest bugaboos, which David Walker talks about all the time.
Well, and your David Walker, I did not get a chance to go up to the GOA website today and read David Walker, but you told me earlier that David Walker's plan here is to drastically cut federal spending, which is going to pit politician against politician. It'd be fun to watch the fur fly for a couple of years on that deal.
Well, what he's effectively doing is he's putting this debate front and center to the American people and challenging those who are running for office to address what he hopes by his Wake Up America tour, where he's going around to college campuses and all over the country. He's running this Wake Up America tour until the candidates start addressing the real issues facing America's fiscal position. And there's only one person that has ever quoted David Walker has been Ron Paul. What a surprise.
Yeah, Alan in Kansas, anything else, sir?
Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Carol, you've been holding so very, very long. Carol in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hi.
John, I think that's 485 members of the House, unless they changed it.
485?
Right.
I thought we had 435 Congress critters and 100 senators.
There's 100 senators and I think 485 in the House.
Really?
Okay. Anyway, I took a little siesta. I'm following the Mexicans this afternoon. And I woke up to something very startling on the radio. And I don't know if it was ABC News or what, but they said some countries are putting embargoes on us. So what does this mean to us?
It means the worm is turned. If we can place embargoes on other countries and wage war on a country like Iraq since, 1991 with bombing and embargoes and everything else, getting ready to do it to Iran, I think the world has figured out that they can do the very same thing to us.
Well, this is what I wondered. I thought maybe Mr. Chapman or... Hello, Robbie.
Hi.
Because that's a little frightening. We don't manufacture anything here anymore, and we don't grow our food.
Well, isn't that amazing? They got us exactly where they want us.
Well, they're not going to have me where they want us. The hell with them.
I think that should be another campaign slogan. The hell with them.
Okay, Karen, thanks.
Thanks, appreciate it. John, Kevin, and others, we'll get to your calls right after this break. And, folks, be thinking about this. We've got the Bob Chapman delivered by via Robbie Noel special for today. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Folks, we are back. I was talking to Tom Harrington during the break here. That's why I was a little late getting back. He says that he'll pick up the expense. We're going to burn out the DVDs here, and we'll do the mailing. And he stepped up to the plate to absorb the cost so we don't have to pay it out. He's going to absorb the cost for 100 of those DVDs, and I still think it's $535. But if we get, four more people and a few little change there, we can do that at no added expense to this network. So, Tom Harrington, my friend, thank you. He's been a supporter of what we've been doing for a long, long time. Back to the telephones, John in New York. Hello, John.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little concerned with Bob's statement about we got to fail. The money's got to fail. I have a policy that I never say never. And as the Chinese succeeded in stopping their total control by closing the borders, absorbing all the infrastructure, and, you know, basically they just took back over, the infrastructure of the world is owned by the globalists. And basically if we organize ourselves and just say, hey, globalists, we can show you've orchestrated to steal it from everybody, and we just orchestrate the system of control to bring it back and say, hey, we're wiping the slate clean, but you guys just don't own it anymore, and we'll put it back in the hands of the world, and, you know, something along that nature. It's not that clean and simple, I understand, but I just never say never, and it just puts this thorn in my side.
John, I would do the same thing with this as I've said about the IRS. That you boys have gotten away with your scam for almost 100 years. So take your illegal gains and hit the high road.
Well, no. You're going to jail. Your gains back, and we'll dish it out where it belongs to everybody, and we'll systematically try to reorganize. But, you know, I don't know quite how to say it, but you just don't let them take their gold and fly away. Hey, when someone murders somebody, you just don't, you know, it's like we just had a DA get caught for DWI driving. He didn't do it. His clerk did it and killed herself. But he's scot free when he supplied all the booze. You wouldn't be scot free for that situation.
Well, yeah, but there's one of personal responsibility. He didn't shove that beverage down the woman's throat. She did it of her own volition. But at any rate, we're getting a little off point here. I understand what you're saying. You know, but the IRS, if there were class action lawsuits, for instance, against the IRS for all the ill-gotten gains, all the people they've driven to bankruptcy, insanity, to suicide, whatever the case may be, even if it's a class action lawsuit against the IRS, there is no way that they could ever begin to even think about repaying that ill-gotten gain to the American people. So my simple solution to this, everything has its price and its problems, but my simple solution to this is you tell the international gangsters that you've made all the money you're going to make. We're excusing this debt, and we're saying goodbye to you. You're going to excuse it, and then we're going to institute our own money system. You have gotten all the ill-gotten gains you're going to get, so be happy with it and go bye-bye. That unto itself is the end of their plan for world domination through the global government scheme.
It would cut things right in half immediately to the fact that aren't they generating three times more revenue than they actually need? A lot of this numbers that they're saying we've blown up to is actually fictitious numbers and escalated. And, you know, as I bought 5 gallons of kerosene last week, it was $14.78, and of that, $8 of it was federal tax.
Right.
And so, heck, if we wipe that right in half, if you just cut that number in half, all of a sudden everybody could almost start living.
Robbie, you were going to say?
Well, we should adopt the Chinese principle. And that if you execute corrupt politicians, as they just announced today, you would put a stop to this in a heartbeat. I mean, think about that. The guy was sentenced to death for taking a bribe of $200,000, substantially less than another Republican took a bribe for, now serving, I believe, 6 years.
Bob, help me.
Well, I think the upside to the execution of this man is that I don't know whether he realizes it or not that his body parts will go up for sale, and they hope to regain the $200,000 that he was paid off.
Well, I don't know if the solution's any better than the problem, gentlemen.
the punishment has to fit the crime.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look,
and
what they just...
in America today, we have people who are poor who sell small amounts of drugs. They're drug dealers. They're not good people, but we put them away for 10, 15, 20 years, and they might make $100,000 or $200,000 a year on that. We have bankers and people on Wall Street and in the insurance business and in corporate America who steal billions billions every year. And all they do is pay fines when they're caught, and nobody, practically nobody, goes to jail.
Most people figure that the criminal is the guy standing on the street corner with a gun. No, it's the well-dressed guy with the briefcase. We'll be right
back.
That's
right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, some people are claiming that I'm psychic because on yesterday's program, for some strange reason, I said, what happened to Cindy Sheehan? Well, the news is all over the place. Cindy picked up her bat and her ball and went back to Vacaville, California, after being in the fight for peace, which is an oxymoron, but for less than three years. She did, as I said yesterday, she did lose her 24-year-old son, Casey, on April 4th of 2004, and she says, I'm going to take whatever I have left and go home. I'm going to go home and be a mother to my surviving children and try to regain some of what I've lost. Well, I hope of what you figure you've lost, it's still there when you get home, Cindy, because, you know, don't be a quitter. I think she should maybe read Joan of Arc and get inspired or something. I don't know. But she did say one thing that was, I would say, intelligent. She said, Camp Casey has served its purpose. That's the 5-acre lot she bought to give the protesters a place to go out there in President Bush's hometown of Crawford, Texas. But the county turned around and banned parking on the road, so it effectively made the 5 acres useless. But she says it's for sale. Anyone wanting to buy 5 beautiful acres in Crawford, Texas, I'll consider any reasonable offer. I hear George Bush will be moving out soon also, which would make the property even more valuable. So, Cindy, you made a great run, but you know what? You got spoiled by politics. You're disheartened that the Democrats left you high and dry, as I knew they would in November, with the pullout of Iraq. It's not going to happen. So she's disenchanted. She's made the observation that it's not a difference of right or left. It's right or wrong. Good slogan. But, Cindy, you got to stay in the fight. I did not hear anything, anything at all yesterday on Cindy Sheehan and her thoughts of quitting or going home or whatever else. I just pulled that out of my hat yesterday, and today in the news, it's just all over the place. So, Cindy, go home, recharge your batteries, drop the political crap, get re-involved. By the way, you might want to switch parties here. Maybe you want to register Republican for Ron Paul in the future. He's a Republican and a conservative, true nature, and not a man of war. Kevin in Indiana, you're up next. Hello, Kevin.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Probably, according to the New World Order, you are probably the 3 most dangerous men in the whole world.
For right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I've got a list of a couple of things here, but I'll be very quick. The last thing you just spoke about was the Chinese official who was killed pretty much the same day. But anyways, you know, I was just thinking about the fact that when the world comes together, yes, Chinese rules will also work out here in the United States. That might be a good thing. But anyway.
Kevin, let me ask you this. I mean, really, death to me is an inevitability. We don't get to take anything with us. We have a short time on this face of the earth. I think a sentence of death for these people is the wrong approach. Take from them what they're trying to take from us, our freedom, and remind them every day in their 8x8 jail cell that it's something they no longer have. That which they sought to remove from us, we will take from them. And they will be reminded of that every single day of their lives.
Yes, I agree with you. So we don't kill them like the Chinese do, but we definitely deal with them the day they're convicted, and we do it properly.
Yeah, and on treason, once found guilty, I don't think there's any appeals in this country. We're not going to have time because the courts are going to be packed.
Well, the first thing I want to talk about for all three was the word Grand Jubilee. It comes out of the Bible over its 49th and 50th year, where all debts are paid in full and nobody owes anything to anybody. And so I heard that back in the late 60s, and it was in the late great planet Earth. And since then, I haven't really heard too much about that word Jubilee. But as through the years, and I see our deficit keep climbing, that word always comes up to me because I'm thinking, well, if we're going to have this Grand Jubilee eventually, what difference does it make how much money you owe? And that's the way they're acting. And then the second thing I wanted to talk about was the Ron Paul situation. And since we are Christians pretty much in this country, we think about things that in the future. And Ron Paul might be our last, might be the last chance for people that are going to become awake, because they're going. They cannot allow Ron Paul to win the presidency because they've got thousands of years of time and effort and money put forward here, and this is pretty much we're in the final stretch of the end game.
Well,
and then the third thing then is, John, you have a Sunday afternoon gentleman by the name he has a show on Sunday afternoon, John Moore.
Yes,
and he is really up to date with global weather and what's going to happen soon, and how the fact that the Navy is, all the retired Navy guys are moving up into the Ozarks above a certain elevation, because in about 2 to 3 years there's going to be a change of oceanfront property, and the Great Lakes are no longer going to be fresh water, as a matter of fact. And that could be one of the reasons why the Bush family has bought that land over this incredible water aquifer down in Paraguay, because the United States isn't going to be this fresh water place anymore like we're used to here.
Could be, but no disrespect to John Moore, I admonished him for this Planet X theory, because as I told him, I said, you know, even if that story were true, you know, there's no place on this planet to hide. Right. You're not going to be able to go to a satellite, the moon, or any place else. Guess what? The globalists die along with everybody else. So end of Planet X story. Now, as far as the Great Lakes turning into salt water through some cataclysmic meltdown and backing up, I don't know about all that.
Well, we'll leave that one go then, but then we're just talking about the fact that the Grand Jubilee has been discussed for 40 years, and Ron Paul, they'll never let him. Even if it looks like he's going to win the election, they will do another 9/11 somewhere, somehow, and that'll be the end of it. Just like
I don't know,
9/11 stopped a lot of things. There was a man on a hunger strike exposing the IRS, and the IRS was just about to go down the tube.
Let me ask you a question, Kevin, and it's a rhetorical question. Do you believe that in the balance of the universe, do you think positive and good outweighs evil? If that is the case, then I think divine intervention will come down on behalf of Ron Paul and the remnant that he spoke about in this country. I thank you for your call, sir. We've got to move on. Walter in Arizona. Hello, Walter.
Good evening or good afternoon, wherever you are in the world.
All right.
I have, through the courtesy of the local library, obtained copies of two outstanding documents, and I'm going to forward one document to Bob Chapman in the next few days. It is 63rd Congress, Session 2, Chapter 6. I wonder, if you're familiar with that.
Not offhand. What does it pertain to exactly?
Well, December 23, 1913.
That would be...
Well, I know what that is.
Yep.
That's the beginning of the Federal Reserve.
Chapter 6, an act to provide for the establishment of Federal Reserve banks to further an elastic currency to afford means of rediscounting commercial paper to establish a more effective supervision of banking in the United States and for other purposes. That's where the real mystery is. But anyway, I'll get that in the mail to you in the next few days. The second item I got through my courtesy of the library people was House Joint Resolution 192, June 5, 1933, when we effectively went off the gold standard. And I'm still reading that, and I haven't read the Federal Reserve Act, but I will afford you with a copy of this for your files and reference. What do you think of that?
I think that's terrific.
Well, I wrote to you a while back. I wrote to you a while back about your health, and I said in that communication to you, which I hope you had time to read, that I considered a person's health worth more than gold.
By the way, the website for this gentleman is theinternationalforecaster.com. All of that, it has to be underscored, Bob?
No, okay. It's theinternationalforecaster.com.
And if you would like to email Bob Chapman, it's internationalforecaster@yahoo.com. And while we're on the subject...
Oh, wait a minute. The email address does have a dash in it, which is the international_forecaster@yahoo.com. That's for email.
Okay, great.
I thought you'd meant the site.
All right.
But the email is international_forecaster@yahoo.com.
And the underscore is just between the international and the forecaster, correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. All right, Mr. Noel, we've got the Bob Chapman special that we offer people every Tuesday on this program. And harking back to my story about equity in your home, ladies and gentlemen, with a young man here at the network that just did got the fire sale at the foreclosure at a local bank. He's got a $130,000 property, and he's got over $70,000 in equity in it right now. I have suggested this to people before, to do a refi, pull your equity out of there, buy gold and silver, because that investment is going to at minimally triple, if not quadruple, I don't know the one for five, but sextuple or whatever the case may be. In other words, you stand to make money, and when the time comes, It is going to be a buyer's market on property, housing, you name it. Anything that you're going to need, from a craftsman tool to a car, is going to be had real cheap, but only in that market that's a buyer's market. It certainly is not going to be a seller's market. And Mr. Noel, what do you have for the listeners today for the Bob Chapman special?
Well, actually, I have three coins today. Now, just so folks know, we've just got to run through the rules on the Bob Chapman special. The Bob Chapman special is good for when we do Tuesday shows with Bob Chapman. And obviously, there's also a way where you can acquire a free subscription to the International Forecaster. The three coins we have today are pretty much the three most popular coins that we have at Republic Trading Group: the British Sovereign, the Swiss Franc, and the Uruguay. The British Sovereign is a quarter of an ounce of gold, just shy of a quarter ounce, 0.2354 of an ounce. The Swiss Franc is just shy of a fifth of an ounce, 0.1897. And the Uruguay is more than a quarter of an ounce. It's 0.2501. Anybody who buys between 1 and 20 of the British Sovereign will get them at 185. If you buy more than 20, you get a price discount of $10 per coin. In other words, you get them at 175, plus you get the International Forecaster. The 185 price is for those who don't want the International Forecaster and are not going to buy more than 20 coins. The same applies for the Swiss franc. If you are buying less than 20, you get them for $145. If you buy more than 20, you get them a $10 discount to that at $135, including the Chapman newsletter. And the Uruguay, which is, as I said, selling for exactly the same price that a quarter ounce American Gold Eagle sells for, and these coins are rare coins. They minted very few. These are all in uncirculated condition. If you buy between 1 and 20 coins, you get them for 187, or if you buy 20 or more, you get them at 180. And all you have to do is give us a call here at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898, and we'll be more than happy to help you get rid of some of those Federal Reserve notes.
Well, and why you can still convert them, that's going to be the trick.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, and do you offer that Bob Chapman special on your Tuesday program of The Flip Side?
Yes.
With Mr. Robbie Noel?
Yes, I do. Believe it or not, it lasts for the whole of Tuesday.
All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
Yeah. How you doing, Mr. John?
Hi.
Listen, if they do boycott us, Bush would like that as far as to starve to death. He would have food, you know what I mean? And then we would have to depend on more. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. You fuzzed out on me.
I said, the lady said they might boycott the United States. But if they did that, George Bush would like that. That way we would have to depend on the government for food.
I see what you're getting at. You're talking about embargoes against the United States. Yeah.
Yeah. And see, George Bush is here to destroy this country. People don't understand that. And I don't know what he's going to do after they destroy it. Where is he going to go at?
Anywhere he so chooses.
Well, I'm telling you one thing. If the people, it's time to do something drastic. I mean, the people's going to have to just wake up, do something, get this word out quicker than they're doing. You know what I mean, Mr. Staff Miller?
I understand, and that's what we've been saying all along. And now it's easier because now we get to play politics.
Yes.
Now this is something that people feel safer about rather than talking to their fellow American about real core issues and problems that we face. Not only the problems, once we identify them, where are the solutions? So I think it's going to be a lot easier, Charles, for people to be talking and do it in a political sense if they must.
Mr. Dorn, do you think that we can get back to country if we start getting on a ball, people start donating, getting passing tapes out? You think we could really maybe get the country back?
If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now.
Well, you've been saying it for years. Sometimes I just need to hear it. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll repeat it as many times as necessary.
Well, anyway, and for Cindy, she's probably just burned out, Mr. Jones. She's probably just I get like that sometimes. You just want to quit it all, you know?
Well, you know, how many times, Charles, come on now, how many times do you think I've entertained that very thought in 15 years?
Probably 15, 16.
Oh, it probably, conservatively. But I never verbalize that. I always keep that close to my vest.
Yes, sir.
I vet that out of myself. I get back on the good stick and keep going.
Well, I hope all these people listen and start donating to the show, because they're donating to the country. They're not donating to the show. They're donating to their children's future. They're donating to themselves. They're donating to everybody. And everybody needs to start putting energy and a little money, and we could make it. We could do it. And people really have to start doing that.
Well, I'll steal a line out of Lawrence of Arabia. Who was the guy that headed up the Hattawi, I think it was? He says, "I am but a river to my people."
Yes,
and that's,
I remember that.
And that's exactly what this network is.
Well, you have been a river, really. Information-wise, they wouldn't be where they're at if it wasn't for you and a couple other people. They wouldn't be where they're at. I wouldn't, tell you the truth. I still be with my head in the sand. And I want to thank you, too. I always thank you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Well, Charles, I appreciate that. And your burden is going to be lessened in the future. I think you will be paid back tenfold for what you've done so far. And the greatest joy about this is to watching your endeavors start to bear fruit.
Oh, yeah, thank God. Hey, what about the truck rally, too? That's going to be coming up, too, this month.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be this month or not. I've not talked to Wanda Piety about that. We've been encouraging her to push that back until it's better organized, because I don't want to go through that fiasco again. It's got to be done right, and it's got to be done well with a lot more people. Hey, Charles, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll be right back, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
folks, we're back. Closing segment of this edition of the National Intel Report. We had one call here for donations during my program. Just one. Folks, hello. Hello. Rick in Nevada. Hello, Rick.
Yes, Mr. Stadmiller, with all due respect to you, because I respect your work, Cindy Sheehan, I say more power to her. She's done her share. She's done her share and then some. And if folks were granted 10 lifetimes, it's not likely they'd do as much as she has. Good for Cindy Sheehan.
Okay, if she put 3 years in and I put 15, I'm way past retirement then.
Yeah, I don't know if you can boil it down to arithmetic like that.
Okay.
She's done her part and then some. Mm-hmm. And I say, why should she reward the Democratic Party with her presence? Why should she reward America? America doesn't deserve Cindy Sheehan. Period.
Well, she calls them dinos.
Dinos?
Yeah. You remember Rhino?
Mm-hmm. Republican
in name only?
And there are Democrats in name only.
Name only, yeah.
I'll leave you with one more thought before I get out of here, and that is, Ron Paul, I'm going to lay some realpolitik out here for you. Ron Paul represents the Ralph Nader of 2008. He's going to decimate the Democrats' chances, and we're going to see more war, probably war on Iran, and it's going to continue for decades.
And, Rick, how did you draw that conclusion?
Ron Paul doesn't have the numbers. Come on. Let's get real.
Okay, so who are you going to vote for, Rick?
I'm not voting.
Oh, so you're going to get out of the system.
I'll probably leave the country. This country's toast.
And where are you going to go that the New World Order and their rules and regulations and stipulations that you, how should I put this politely, you take what they're going to give you and you ask for more? Where are you going to go?
I'll wisely leave my destination undisclosed.
I understand. Well, Rick, thank you and your non-participation. What a note. Gee, let me see. 3 years. Yeah, I should have retired five times over. And, you know, with all due respect, Rick, if that's what you have to do by conscience, leave, then you're going to miss the fight for the restoration of the greatest country that was ever on the face of this planet. Send me a postcard when you get to your undisclosed location. Gentlemen, closing remarks.
Bob, your honors.
I have honors today.
Yes.
Well,
I've got another hour.
I haven't talked too much today, so my closing comments are not political, not philosophical. They're economic and financial. And they are, and you're going to see this happen here over the next year, and perhaps rather quite quickly, we are going to see higher interest rates in the United States, probably 0.75 point to a point. And that will just about put the final decimation of the housing industry. And so if those of you who read the forecast or know my predictions, and we predicted this long ago and the numbers and when the market would go up in real estate, when it would go down, and we're in for real trouble. And with that said, the only real protection you've got out there is gold and silver. As long as we have inflation, we should have hyperinflation for the next 2.5 to 3 years. And after that, you want to be in gold completely.
Call Robbie Noel at 800-691-7898, and I will close out, gentlemen, with this edition of the National Intel, just by saying this. There's no sense in running, because the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to die very, very tired. Stand and fight, stand and contribute, because there ain't no place to run and hide, especially from your conscience. That is, if you have one. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Robbie Noel's up on the network next hour with the flip side. Mr. Bob Chapman, as always, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow.
A message for